Wisconsin did something they hadn't done since the 80s, voted Republican. Most experts predicted Hillary Clinton would win the Badger State, yet Donald Trump came away with the state's 10 electoral votes. Anthony Kozachuk, a sophomore at UWM who didn't vote, was not expecting Trump to win.
I was slightly surprised. I thought Hillary would win, just because I didn't think there were enough Trump supporters.
Yet, Wisconsin had its fair share of Trump supporters, some of whom voted for him mainly because they saw him as the lesser of two evils, like Alex Weber, a sophomore at UWM.
I liked Trump more than Hillary, and I was very anti-Hillary, and I sided more with Trump, and yeah.
Joseph Greco, a sophomore at UWM, voted for Trump mainly because he felt there weren't any better options.
I think he was the best choice of the candidates that were presented to me on the ballot.
Now that the election is over, it's time to look to the future. Kozachuk hopes that Trump can lead the country well.
Hopefully good things, hopefully not a wall. Hopefully he knows what he's doing in office, and hopefully we don't go to war.
Weber hopes that the Americans who voted against Trump were wrong in saying he's not fit to be president.
That half this country isn't right in a way that he was a bad president, hope for the best and all that.
In the city of Milwaukee, which has historically voted Democratic, 50,000 fewer voters turned out for this election. Because of that, Clinton's margin of victory was about 27,000 votes smaller than President Obama's in 2012. That 27,000 number is about the same as Clinton's losing margin in the state. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Evan Heffelfinger.